In the overnight debate over Jeff Sessions, Democrat Elizabeth Warren wanted to quote a letter from Coretta Scott King, Martin Luther King Jr.'s widow, critical of Sessions for allegedly trying to suppress black votes. The 1986 letter was used to derail Sessions' nomination for a federal judgeship, but Senate Leader Mitch McConnell stopped Warren because her words would impugn a sitting senator.
I am surprised that the words of Coretta Scott King are not suitable for debate in the United States Senate.
Is there objection?
Object.
I appeal the ruling.
Objection is heard. The senator will take her seat.
I'm simply reading what she wrote.
Since Sessions was not a senator in 1986, Warren also quoted the late Senator Ted Kennedy, who called Sessions a disgrace during his hearing for a federal judgeship that he was eventually denied. Those quotations were enough for McConnell to object.
She was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted.
Warren was prohibited from taking part in any more Sessions debate, though nevertheless she went on social media and cable networks to read the rest of the letter. Some Democrats took to the floor to read the same letter Elizabeth Warren tried to read into the record. None of the other Democrats was shut down. Bernie Sanders.
We should be able to look at Senator Sessions' record and hear from one of the heroines of the civil rights movement.
Sessions supporters like John Cornyn of Texas had their say as the bitterness played out.
He's devoted to the rule of law and keeping our country safe. So it's really been sad to see interest groups vilifying him over and over again, or people mischaracterizing like they have on his voting rights record.
Sessions himself voted present on his nomination, and the only Democrat to vote for him was Joe Manchin of West Virginia.
The ayes are 52, the nays are 47.
Debatable racism allegations aside, Sessions becomes Attorney General with an open record of wanting to get tough on illegal immigration. He was the first Republican senator to endorse Donald Trump for their candidate's tough talk on keeping out illegals and building a border wall with Mexico. Now Mr. Sessions will help decide how far to take Mr. Trump's promises of wholesale deportations. On another immigration control matter, President Trump seems to have not liked what he heard from the three judges who are trying to decide if a district judge's order halting his temporary travel ban should be overturned.
And I don't ever want to call a court biased, so I won't call it biased. And we haven't had a decision yet. But courts seem to be so political.
Mr. Trump speaking to police chiefs and sheriffs, but for what seemed to be disparaging remarks about the judiciary, and with another day's delay for the ruling, Mr. Trump's own Supreme Court nominee pushed back. Judge Neil Gorsuch told Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Connecticut Democrat, that he found the president's comments demoralizing and disheartening. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.